Nightwatch was a companion piece that I wrote to go along with Daycare, and it follows the same kind of description. In that sense, it's also like a Seaside Sketch. But what it's about is in the late 70s, Paterson, New Jersey had a program connected with the New Jersey Department of Institutions and Agencies that was a kind of halfway step between full incarceration and probation. Young men who were, by definition, not convicted of violent or sexual crimes or drug crimes were assigned to this living facility. And they went to their regular classes in school, except that they came home to the facility, and on weekends, unless they had passes, they were housed in the facility. And they were picked up and driven to the schools in the morning. I worked an overnight shift there, and so I would be among the people who would transport them in the morning. This poem is called Night Watch. Shadows cross in a holding pattern. A twisted flagpole chain sounds an unsteady beating over a doorway. Toilet odor and corridor ammonia. Repeating footsteps, keys, and a flashlight. Laundry piles. Buckets stuffed with mops and old socks. Blankets wedged into corners. Walls with banged-in frustration holes. The pantry and the freezer padlocked shut. Stainless steel utensils hung like mottos. Andy beats his meat and smiles in his sleep. Herbie hides under the covers, peeking out when he thinks something else might happen. Ronnie's got court in the morning, and he already knows what they're going to do. Kelvin dreams about a street full of cars that are all his, and women who fuck their asses for him all day long. Michael grinds aspirin crumbs into the spot where his tooth was. A cough bounces through the dormitory rooms. When Jeffrey wakes up, he wants to cry. He doesn't know why his mama let them put him here after he promised to go to school. Alex says he don't care if they ever let him go. Everybody gets screwed for laughs, is what he wrote in the bathroom stall. Shower room echoes and AM chores. Most guys wear bandanas on their heads. The crazy cook is telling everybody about her problems, and they are all laughing about how sore Herbie's asshole must be this morning. And then Herbie smiles. That was a mistake. You liked it, didn't you? Yells Kelvin, pointing at Herbie's smile. Ronnie's being real quiet and watching. Michael says he's too sick to get up, reports Alex. Most guys grumble that Michael's a fake. When everybody starts moving out to the van for school, Ronnie watches through the window and then looks back at his TV cartoons.